Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, Alan Rolnick here. I'm the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where I feature top leaders who help people with major life events like divorce, health issues, losing a job, and many, many more. I have Dr. Jeremy Wise here, who has done thousands of interviews with successful leaders and CEOs, and we have flipped the script, and he will be interviewing me today.
Alan, thanks for having me. And, you know, it's funny because, like, everyone wants to know, how do I avoid the IRS? How do I make sure I save on taxes? All these things. That's what you've been doing for over 39 years. You know, you can, people can check it out. Before we get into today's episode, there's a kind of a crazy story. It involves your sister. So stay tuned for that. But this episode is brought to you by TriStateTaxResolution.com. So if the IRS comes knocking, or you're worried about them knocking, you should probably call Alan, because that's what he does. If someone has tons of back taxes and someone needs help, that's who they call, you know? So, you know, I think, Alan, you told me people experience this. Common situations are if someone's going through a divorce, if there's a health crisis, if someone has medical care, they lose a job, those kind of things. Or, you know, honestly, some of the stories you tell are people just forget to file their taxes, which actually shocks me, but you said it's more common than you'd realize. So anyways, what's that?
Not quite that they forget to file. It's more like, okay, I have to do this.
They did not file, I could say. They chose not to file? I mean, what's...
they didn't, you know, I can't say that they chose not to. What they did was they said, okay, I really have to do this. And then April 15th comes along and... okay, so I'll get an extension, and we'll go to October 15th.
Okay.
And then October 15th comes along, and they say, I don't want to, you know, I forgot, you know, here it is, I'm still not ready to do it.
Putting it off, procrastination, we'll call it.
Right, that's I think in a lot of
we should call it the procrastination podcast.
Yeah.
So if you have questions, you can email or call. He's a super friendly, jolly guy. TriStateTaxResolution.com. I think you have to be, Alan, to deal with the IRS. Like, you have to have your type of demeanor. You're laid back, you're friendly and jolly. Like, if someone was, I don't know, easily agitated, they wouldn't survive in this business, I feel.
Well, because I knew of someone who would really get angry. You know, and you would tick off the IRS agent, and, you know, they'd be fighting and nothing, you know, he'd always lose his argument because he ticked them off instead of trying to work with them.
Yeah.
You know, and you try to do that when you can. The other thing is, you know, when I first started, my sister, I don't know if I prepared the tax return for my sister. Sometime when I was in either undergraduate school, I had just graduated undergraduate school, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I did a tax return for her.
Yeah, what happened?
And I don't know if it was a year later or 2 years later, we got a letter saying that you were being audited. Okay.
You didn't like your sister very much.
So, all right, so we get
You're
the
like,
letter.
Oops.
So we get the letter. And, you know, I can't remember whether, you know, what they wanted at the time. And so we go down to the IRS office in Brooklyn, and we meet the auditor, and he says, you know, he looks at the return and he says, you can't do this. And I said to him, why not? The instruction said so. He said, well, because you weren't in the business of doing whatever it was, we weren't in the business. It was just a hobby. You know, and I, not knowing anything, said, all right. And he did us a big favor because I had done it the year before, or I had done it the year after. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to pull that return. I'm going to let it go. If they pick it up, they pick it up. If they don't, they don't. Turns out that they didn't. And I think we got off on this particular one with a small change. But that's how I got started. You know, and I think Yeah, it wasn't that terrible to go through. I mean, though, you get nervous when you see the damn letter come in the come in the mail, and even to this day, you know, I see a letter coming in, you know, for myself or some of my family, and I say, now what the hell do they want now? And I, you know, and you know, so you get a little upset. And I being in the business, still, it still happens to me until I open up the envelope and say, oh, that's all they want. Okay. So that's, you know, and I decided, you know, that's not a bad thing, not a bad area to get into. And so I went on from there. And, you know, 30 some odd years, almost 40, I'm helping people, you know, getting out of trouble.
What's the lesson there, Alan, with your sister's return?
The lesson was that I shouldn't have done the return. Probably should not have done the return.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what I was doing. And you really shouldn't go down to the Internal Revenue Service or New York State for that, New York State Department of Finance for that matter, unless you know what you're doing. I mean, you know, but I was a young kid and didn't know any better and didn't think it was a big deal. And in this case, in that particular case, it didn't turn out to be a big deal.
Well, that kind of lends you, I guess it was a good thing because it led you on a, you know, 40-year journey of doing this. So what other services do you provide for people? Like, obviously, if someone, the IRS is calling, that people call you to help them get out of it, are there other things that you provide?
Well, what else we do is, after the case is finished, you know, settled or closed, we monitor a service that monitors their tax account. And this way we can see if any other problems arise, if we can determine that the client is, you know, performing the way, you know, what they agreed to with the government, you know, and as soon as we see that, we know that they got another problem, and we jump in before they even get a letter from the government. So that, you know, that's the other thing that we do. We monitor their transcripts.
Will people ask you to do their tax returns also, or no?
They will, but I don't tend to do those.
You know, got it.
I have people that I refer them to.
Got it. Does your sister ever let you do anything with her taxes again after that?
No.
Thank you again, Alan. I totally appreciate it. I love your candor because you just tell it as it is. And I guess if you've been in this business long enough, you've seen so much under the sun. So I suggest people check out other episodes because you do tell some interesting, I guess, horror stories of things to watch out for. So check out other episodes on the show. You can check out his website, tristatetaxresolution.com. Alan, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.